Hello everyone, I'm Padmini Arhant, author and presenter, PadminiArhant.com. Representative Divine Mission. Hope you're all doing well. It is weekend for some and beginning of the week for many in different parts of the world. I welcome you to the topic, Political Game Debunked. Ladies and gentlemen, it has been a while since an interview with prominent figures on this site. Today, I present the prospect for all to be informed, entertained, and enlightened in the interaction between Mr. Wise O'Fay and Mrs. Prudent O'Fay. Ladies and gentlemen, I have the pleasure and honor to introduce the venerable, luminary, significant, phenomenal, yet humble, and the one and only supreme entity, Mr. Wise O'Fay. Mr. Wise O'Fay, welcome to the domain PadminiArhant.com. My pleasure. Thank you for having me to interact with you and the rest of the world. How are you? I'm fine. Thank you. And how are you? I'm well, thank you. Election mania, with one candidate having been affected by pneumonia that has not been entirely contained, while the other subdued by schizophrenia. Let me help your audience orient with the picture comprising artists and contributors in diverse format. As you appropriately titled the topic, Political Game, the plan and objectives ought to be understood by all, the people in particular, as they are pawns in this grand chess game. You mentioned chess. Do you care to clarify the origin of chess considering speculations in this regard? Gladly. Chess originated from India, going back to the time of epic Mahabharata, when Lord Krishna, as Lord Vishnu, the protector of universe incarnate, presented the preview of Kali Yuga or Kali Yuga, depicting the events now taking place in the Dark Age. Chess, otherwise known at that time as Chaturang, meaning adeptness and cleverness, and later interpreted as Shatranj. In Mahabharata, chess game was critical behind events and on the ultimate outcome. Thank you for that. You're welcome. What is really happening now is the people as electorate or audience and participants in the picture produced and directed by stakeholders of dysfunctional system in place. What do you have in United States politics? Well, the two-party system, the Democrats and Republicans claiming to have respective ideology and party platform. Correct. There is also citizenry, as the system described as democratic, even though democracy is a convenient access to modify thought process. People for various causes, although some for self-interest and others towards common benefits, are all considered a major hurdle by stakeholders, that is, investors in political campaigns, reserving the rights on candidacy for profitable returns to sole advantage, not barring incognito power, the permanent forces behind the system. Accordingly, the stakeholders, as you, Mrs. O'Fay, aptly refer to them as conglomerate and hegemony, have devised the grand strategy to repeal democracy, election, faith, that is, religion in society, environment protection, peace, and progress. The prime target is truth and facts-based exposé. What do you know? The plot thickens with the urgency to impose the undesirable as the perfect choice. How so? Could you please elaborate? Certainly. In this game, what needs to be recognized is relentless efforts are made to prove right as wrong, fictitious as factual, and relevant made irrelevant. After discounting everyone who came on board to play the scripted role in this election, the race came down to three people: the Republican contender, Donald Trump, and close friend of Clinton's, presumed to be representing the right wing, the Democrat contestant, Hillary Clinton, supposedly the left wing, and even characterized as liberal, and the third challenger, Bernie Sanders, positioned to be independent but caucused with Democrat, so ran on Democrat ticket. The Republican candidate slogan embarked on "Make America Great Again." The Democrat candidate launched her campaign on "Stronger Together," along with latest catchphrase, "When they go low, we go high," per advice from her friend Michelle Obama at the White House. The other Democrat candidate, Bernie Sanders' slogan was "A future to believe in, not me, us. Feel the burn." I guess in this context, Bernie did warn his fans not to believe in him, given his limited role to quit the domain for the main character, hegemony and conglomerate envoy Hillary Clinton. Mind you, this was meant to be a political revolution from Bernie Sanders. The followers were noted as burners. So what happened? Well, the media and press stated, "Trump runs and Hillary fires back," when the result was the burners sadly and predictably got burned out in the firing. Maybe Hillary Clinton firing aimed at any moving target, not necessarily Trump alone, conforming with her foreign policy. From what you're saying, Hillary is not only hilarious, but also merciless. Hilarious is an understatement that is exemplified in her signature laughter. However, merciless, linked to obsession with power. What else, Mr. Ofe? Along the sidelines, the stakeholders lined up lemonade stalls as they had to cover the base, you see. Yes, I see. You mean the token third-party candidates on their payroll as well? Yes, spot on, Mrs. Ofe. The one assigned to be libertarian, Gary Johnson, has Aleppo moments many times over to cliche prevalent ignorance in foreign affairs regarded United States personal matter. The other candidate, apparently representing Green Party, Dr. Jill Stein, with a medical degree, is a regular feature to grab 1% vote and sabotage election to close the gap between two major contenders, leaving the margin of error insignificant in the predetermined verdict. The interesting factor with this candidate is, despite medical background in technology-guided medicine, she makes comments like, "Wi-Fi fries children brains," end quote. Prompting the remark, "Progressive is anti-science loon," end quote as well. There you have it. The cast in the political drama to beguile voters, the audience, and partakers in the election. How exactly stakeholders, also known as the masterminds behind this not so genius political drama, plan on achieving their goal? As I mentioned earlier, the intention is to null and void election through pre-selected candidacy pledged allegiance to stakeholders scheme. The electoral college system influenced to promote pre-selected candidate and dismiss popular vote, validating invalidate electoral process in the name of democracy. Remember 2000 presidential election, Gore versus Bush? Yes, I do. I recall the historical election and the disputed outcome. When you come to think of it, the candidates in the presidential election from the beginning until now performed according to script and departed when required from the scene to let the electorate know the following: the idea of progressiveness is anything but viable and intelligent. Secondly, showcasing stakeholders' candidacy, Democrat in disguise, Super PAC and establishment member Hillary Clinton as ideal, regardless of disastrous track record. The office of presidency is auctioned every 4 years, with highest bidders claiming greater stake and profitability. Similarly, Congress every 2 years is subject to bidding, with special interests, Super PAC, and donors near and far throw their weight around candidacy for investment returns or dividends. Furthermore, in 2008, they switched gears to Democrat candidate and managed to betray public trust, advancing mission initiated in 2000 and 2004. Since 2008 until now, they pushed anti-republic, domestic and foreign policy with the so-called Democratic presidency, retaining members responsible for subprime mortgage crisis represented in Treasury Department. The Defense Department spearheaded aggressive interventions through Democratic administration. The trajectory in the past 8 years proves the camouflaged Democrat is the preferred choice for stakeholders and hegemony to cancel election and concept of democracy. The aim is to eliminate election and prolong own operatives and representatives' appointment to the office of presidency, abrogating voters and mandate. What you can see is unusual bipartisanship from Republicans willing to acknowledge pre-selected electoral consequence to the extent of many abandoning Republican base in the lead up to colluding with stakeholders on their choice for Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton. The fact of the matter is, those poised as Democrats in presidential race have become the favorite for stakeholders and hegemony due to convenience and ability to deceive electorate under the pretext as liberal and moderate to lure Democratic and independent voters respectively, besides disenchanted Republican voters in the bully pulpit. The truth is, electorate from all sides are taken for ride and defrauded by the political coalition as Republican and Democrat alike, including fringe parties, the third party. The reality is, there are no political parties anymore. There is only one faction committed to disenfranchisement, with conglomerate and foreign entities run and controlled system for vested interests. Politics has actors with scripted performance rewarded for treason and crimes against humanity with peace prize and immunity for life. The establishment forbids opportunity to mainstream population in the fervor to continue undemocratic and unconstitutional trend upholding dynasty rule and privileged society diktat. However, anything that violates suitable norm and tramples on millions of voters' legitimacy is deemed defunct, expediting archaic tradition termination. People need to wake up and reject such custom and convention to restore republic rule. Mr. Wise O'Fay, I appreciate your invaluable insight and enlightenment. I request your esteemed involvement in shedding light on womanhood currently exploited using unsuitable women folks in politics to disgrace gender sanctity for individual and secret society aspirations. I look forward to that discussion with you, Mrs. Prudent O'Fay. Thank you, Mr. Wise O'Fay. Thank you for having me to engage in this interesting conversation with you, Mrs. Prudent O'Fay, and many around the world. Now, this brings the first segment on political game to end. The next topic on political game would focus on womanhood and designated role in women leadership, poised to endanger life and global security through nuclear weapons and mass destruction. I am Padmini Arhant, author and presenter, PadminiArhant.com, Representative Divine Mission. Thank you all for your concentration and time. I will be back with more topics fairly soon. Peace to all. Thank you.